This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One of the questions I'm asked the most is this one right here. Hey, Morgan, how do you come up with these topics? How do you find these people? How do you come up with things to talk about and things to ask? Well, sometimes things just work out because we have a really great audience at WTIC News Talk 1080. We really do. And I don't get the chance to go out as much and mingle with listeners or do listener events or live remotes during the week. I'm pretty much trapped in the newsroom and doing the newscasts. However, once in a while, things work out in my favor. And that was the case during a recent darting across Connecticut in our morning show when Jane Gilley, the coach of the Connecticut High Fives within the Connecticut Senior Women's Basketball Club, I think that she knew the show was there, and she stopped by and she passed out her information and card, and lo and behold, it ended up in my hands, and now Jane is on the phone with me. Jane, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for showing up in Salem. Wow.
Yeah, I was driving by, actually. I was on the way to basketball practice on a Friday morning, and I saw the tent, and I said, oh, I know, they go out for breakfast so often. I turned right around, and there's Brian. I'm like, I even know your voice.
Wow.
Here I am.
Well, thank you for doing that. Thank you so much. And because of that, we have you on the show now. So tell me, who are you and what do you do? Let's start with the basics. Who are you? You're going to basketball practice. Why?
I'm going to basketball practice because when I was in eighth grade, my basketball coach, my eighth grade gym teacher, changed my life. She said, Jane, you want to play basketball? I'm like, sure. Changed my life. And then how many years later, when the Connecticut Sun came to town, another gal, I went to see the game, another gal says to me, Jane, did you ever play basketball? I'm like, yeah. She goes, you want to play? I'm like, I'm like 55. I haven't played since I was 30. Come on. So I went, and again, another woman changed my life. And it's just in my blood. It's in my family. It's in my blood. And I love it. and I can't stop.
So at that point in time, did this club exist, or did you help found this club?
It did exist. It's existed for about 25 years or more. Inch by inch, we've become more organized, but it's been here a long time.
What is the club? So the name of it is the Connecticut Senior Women's Basketball Club, but there's a lot more to it than that. What is it?
Well, it's called the Connecticut Senior Women's Basketball. I don't know if it's a club, but we're kind of organized. We meet in all over the state. There's four different places. We practice in Willimantic at their Wyndham Rec. We practice at AI Prince in Hartford in the school year. We practice at Ledyard Middle School in the school year. And in Danbury, we practice at Edmond Town Hall on Sundays. And we've been doing that for years and years. And we just can't stop.
Does this mean that you're kind of going all over the state wherever the practice is going to be, or do you kind of have your own location and other people are elsewhere, or do you guys all kind of travel from one place to the next?
I practice with my team at Wyndham Rec. There's another group that actually practices now at the Mansfield Recreation Center, and different ladies practice at different places. And some of them travel, some of the ladies from Danbury travel to Wyndham to practice. All of them maybe go to Prince. They can go wherever they wish to play. Some of them play three times a week. Some of them play once a week.
So we're talking about the Connecticut Senior Women's Basketball League, club, team, organization, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And my first question here, digging into the club now a little bit, is who is part of this group, right? Who can be part of this? Who can take part?
The different places, different times. So in Ledyard, anybody can come and play because it's through the Ledyard Recreation Commission. In Danbury, all ages can play there on Sunday morning. At Wyndham Rec, we would allow people that are 45 and up to come so that we can get them into our program. Competition actually starts at 50 if you want to compete. AI Prince, I would say the same thing, 45 and up. But competition, if you want to be a competitor and play on a team, that starts at age 50.
In other words, the ages are all over the place. The range is just, kind of all over.
Yes, my team is 80 to 88. So we have a brand new 80-year-old player this year. How fun is that?
How many people are in that group?
We probably have a registered number of people of between 50 and 70 on an email list.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that is amazing.
So, like at Wyndham, we may have between 20 and 30 people show up. At AI Prince, 10 to 12, depending. We need more numbers there. Ledyard, the numbers go up and down depending on what ladies are doing and what the season's all about.
And the skill level, is it also all over the place?
Our skill level is all over the place. We have ladies. A lady came recently who hasn't played basketball since gym class. One of my 80-year-old players never played since gym class. And we have some ladies that have played in high school, and some of us have played in college. Some of us have played after college in AAU sports. And some of us have even played professionally overseas and here in America.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let me ask you this, Jane. Let me ask you this. So if you're 80 years old and you decide that now's the time to play basketball, what triggers in somebody's mind that says, okay, I haven't played in 60 or 70 years and I'm going to start now?
Well, they just are looking for something exciting to do, something with movement. And they come and they watch and like, oh, we play half court, 3-on-3, so it's not over exerting. And they just want something to do, whatever sport. They want to try something new. And that's what they read about and like, oh, I can go do that.
Coach Jane Gilley is with me from the Connecticut Senior Women's Basketball Club. And we are going to be continuing our conversation about just who they are, what they do, and why they do it. I mean, we dug into a little bit of the why before the break, and now let's continue with the how. So, Jane, you're a coach. And when somebody shows up for one of your practices, what's the first thing that you're going to have your ladies do?
Well, first, we're probably going to surround her and ask her how old she is. That's the first question everybody wants to know. How old are you? Where do you fit in? We're starting a program now where we are evaluating the skill level, and we will help them learn new skills so they fit in and feel very comfortable playing with whatever group they're going to end up with. Some people come with more skills than others, and it's our job to teach them the skills they need to be more proficient and feel really a part of the group. It's amazing. We want them to feel part of us.
Then what do you do? So, you know, you're out on the court.
Yep.
What's the routine? What's your secret with everybody?
We start every morning with a circle time where we share our whatever information, and then we break up into, we do warm-up drills, and then we break up into some skill drills. It may be passing, it may be shooting, it may be setting a pick, all different skills, and we all the players just join in, and everybody's there. A new player comes in, and she doesn't know exactly what's going on. We'll maybe pull her aside and show her what it is, or we can take somebody that aren't so skilled to another side of the gym and work one-on-one. We do lots of one-on-one, and then we divide up into teams, and we will play for an hour and a half or an hour, three-on-three, and then the teams will rotate, and we all play each other. The ages get mixed up. Sometimes the ages stay together. And when a team's not on the court playing, they go to the other part of the gym, and they can practice their skills with some of the coaches and more experienced players that we do have.
And how many times a week do you all get together and practice?
Many of us only practice once a week, but there's a lot of us that practice every time that the basketball court opens and that they're available. Some of us play three times a week.
You were just in Iowa, weren't you?
Yeah, there were a group of five teams of us that were in Iowa. We had my team won a bronze medal. The Connecticut 65 team won a gold and a silver. The 70-year-old team came in fourth, and the 55-year-old team, that was the one of the gold medals. And my 80-year-old team won a bronze. Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And so what you're telling me, basically, Jane, is that this isn't unique to Connecticut. This is happening nationally.
So in Connecticut, we play our recreation, just having fun, but there's a group called the Connecticut Master Games, and they put on a program for us of a competition once a year, and we play at that in our state, and each state has a Master Game program. And on the even number years, 24, we play and we qualify to go to nationals. And then in the odd number of years, there is the National Senior Games Association, NSA.com. And this is for all kinds of sports. There's probably 30 or 40 sports, but we're basketball players. And we went to Iowa, and in 2 years, we'll all be going to Oklahoma City to try again.
Do you, like, get on a bus and drive out there? Do you fly out there? I mean, I guess that there's equipment you've got to bring. Tell me how that travel looks.
When we go, like we go to Maine and Massachusetts and Vermont and play in those state games, and we just travel by car. Sometimes we stay overnight. When we go to national games, most of us fly. Some of us drive and turn it into a vacation. The only equipment we take is our uniforms and a basketball usually. And then we go out there and we have practice courts and we join in it's a round robin a tournament, and then a regular bracket for playing for the medals.
Let me shift gears here and talk about some other area basketball. I mean, Connecticut has now been dubbed the basketball capital of the world.
Yes, sir.
And what do you think about that?
Well, we think a lot about that. And so we're very proud of our own ladies who have gone out there and done such wonderful job getting medals. Our 65-year-old team at Nationals has played six times for the gold medal. They have more gold medals in basketball than any other basketball team at the national games. So we're really proud of that. We represent Connecticut very, very well through the ages playing basketball at Nationals.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. It's WTIC News Talk 1080. If you're just joining us, this is pretty fascinating. Jane Gilley is the coach of the Connecticut High Fives. I love that. The High Fives.
Five.
Which is part of High Five, which is part of the Connecticut Senior Women's Basketball League and Club, and she is leading that group. And I have to wonder here, Jane, and I don't know if this has happened yet or if it could happen. So maybe I'm giving you an idea here, or you've perhaps tried this, or maybe you've done it. I don't know. Is there any possibility that you guys could do some kind of partnership? I don't know what it would look like with maybe the Connecticut Sun or the UConn team, the women's basketball team at UConn.
We have looked into that. We've approached them, and we have honestly, we haven't gotten a great response, sad to say. But we're also looking for any sponsor, anybody, any company who would like to sponsor and help us. We pay for everything ourselves. We pay for gym time. We pay for going and coming and uniforms. And we would love to have some sponsors to help us along the way and to encourage us and enlarge our group. We have played at the Sun at halftime. We have been honored on the floor a couple of years ago with all our teams, and we came back with medals.
Okay.
We played Big East tournament at halftime. We played at UConn halftime, but not the involvement of three basketball units in the state coming together. That'd be pretty amazing.
That would be pretty interesting. And again, I don't know exactly what that would look like or how it would take shape, but I feel like there's some kind of a potential there. I mean, we're right now fighting to keep the Sun in Connecticut. Obviously, UConn women, they're on fire, particularly after the championship this past school year. So I just feel like there's something to be had here for you guys and for them.
I agree. I'm just not sure how to do it. So if somebody has any suggestions, you're welcome to send an email.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To our Connecticut Senior Women's Basketball at gmail.com, and we'll get back in touch with you. We'd love to join with somebody to help us progress in the field. Very much so.
You also need coaches and players too, so this is something that you're looking for on an ongoing basis?
Ongoing basis. We have amazing players, great teams, but it's very difficult. I've done it myself. It's very difficult to be a player coach. Just not the emotional part of being a player and putting yourself and others in and out of the game, but teaching. It's always better to have a third person be your teacher. So we need men, women, young women, old men, old women, anybody. We need people to come in and coach our teams so that we can get better and be consistent with consistent coaching, and the players can relax and just just play and learn themselves and not try to do two things at once. That's very difficult.
A few more minutes here with Jane Gilley, coach of the Connecticut High Five. And I'm so excited to just bring up the fact, because this is so important. Friendships and getting to know people are important, and meeting the right people at the right time who share the right interests with you at that point in time. It's hard to do whether you're 29 or 89, and I'm 29, and it's hard for me. It's hard for other people in my age group. You know, you finish college, people start getting married and they have kids, and you go about life. And how do you connect with other people? And then same thing with a team of ladies playing basketball in their 80s. They're making friends, and it's not easy later in life to connect with other people. Jane, would you agree with me on that?
I wholeheartedly agree. If you ask any of the women that come into any of the practices, the friendships that we have with one another are the most important thing. We love basketball and we love playing, but being friends and being together, I mean, they meet each other off the basketball court. They travel together. We've watched their grandchildren grow up. We've actually, you know, buried some of their spouses and their friends, and we're family, and it's so amazing. It's just overwhelmingly amazing, really. You come, you want to come play basketball, and you become part of a family, big family, lots of love.
If somebody's listening to this, Jane, and they're thinking to themselves, boy, I could use this. Gee, this would be good for me. Hey, I want to do this. Whatever it is, okay, they're looking to play basketball, they're looking to compete, they're looking to make friends. What's the first thing that they need to do? Like, if they wanted to come check out a practice, can they see a game? How do they actually see you guys in action and determine whether or not this is the right fit for them?
Well, our website is Connecticut Senior Women's Basketball, CTSRWomensBasketball.com. A lot of information is on there. With our email, which is ctsrwomensbasketball@gmail.com. And there's a phone number to call and leave a message. People check the email often, the phone number often, and they'll get back to you and give you all the information you need.
I just have to say, I was shocked. You guys did get back really quickly to me.
Great. That proves the point. So
exactly. There's no reason for people to be scared to do this. You're gonna get an answer, and they're very friendly too. I'll say that.
And if you just want to come, somebody wants to just come and watch and see if they fit. Come and watch. That's okay. Bring men. I don't care if men come and watch. They're like, you're 80 and you're playing basketball. Oh yes, we're just not playing basketball. Those who want to compete have an opportunity to compete and compete hard. Those who want to play, can just play.
I'll say this. I've seen some of the pictures. Badass. Like, you guys get out there and give it your all.
We turned from a little grandma who looks meek and mild to a tiger on the basketball court. I've seen it again and again. This is when we get to competition. On practice, we're still pretty calm and take care of each other. I mean, we don't want to hurt anybody. But when we go to nationals, we're on it, let me tell you. Get out of the way because we're going to win. Sorry.
You know, one of the questions that I had jotted down, you mentioned getting hurt, and nobody ever wants to get hurt, but, I mean, you could be 15 and get hurt. You could be 85 and get hurt. How do you guys deal with, or maybe better yet, prevent injury from happening?
Well, you could also get hurt getting up in your rocking chair and falling on the rug.
Quite true.
So in practice, we are very careful to help each other and not to extend somebody's ability beyond what they have, so that we protect each other very much so in practice. In competition, it can get a little bit different. And sometimes things happen. Sometimes you get jammed with a ball. Sometimes you trip over a foot and fall. Most of the time, 99% of the times, you get up and you get going. Your finger hurts a while and you get on with it. And sometimes stuff does happen, and you break something, or you have to sit out a while. Not very often, but I tell you, they always come back. They always come back and play again.
I love that. The determination. I mean, you've got the friendships, you've got the competition, you've got determination, and, you know, in some cases, I mean, you guys have people playing at all ages, but in your 80s, that is a really healthy thing to do.
I find that the hardest decision is not to come and see about it and see if you want to do it. The hardest decision is to know when it's time to stop. For me, I had to make that decision along with my husband that I've just been through too much, and I want to play basketball so bad, but I really needed to stop so that I didn't end up more infirmed and be an 80-year-old not being able to walk or something awful like that. I mean, I'm still active, but I had to make that decision not to play. And that's the hardest decision, rather than to come to practice. That's really hard.
So you're transitioning to being a coach. How do you take your wisdom and, you're trying to dial back some physical activity on the court to prevent any further injury or whatever? I understand that. So how do you take all of your wisdom, turn it into words, and motivate other people and maybe teach other people who are at a lower skill set level?
That seems to be my gift, to teach skills and teach individual skills and team skills. My gift is not really in the game management. My gift since I was a high school gym teacher was to teach skills. And it's just a gift I have. And it comes naturally for me. And I love it. And honestly, I can't keep my mouth shut and I can't not go to practice.
All right. Well, we are at that time where we're running low on time. And I want to make sure that we get in all of the information people may need to know. What is the website? Give it to us a few times so people can check out your site online.
The website again is ctsrwomensbasketball.com, and all our information is there. There's an email, ctsrwomensbasketball@gmail.com, and that will give you the phone numbers and so forth. We also have a Facebook page, and these get updated as regularly as possible, with the pictures from nationals and the activities that we do away from the basketball court. And they're good. And there's some competition. You can see some people playing and there's some videos also on these sites.
So what's next for all of you?
Next is to take a little bit time off and enjoy a couple weeks of relaxation, maybe, not on the basketball court. But in September, again, brings the Maine games, where many of our teams will go to Maine and participate in their state games. And then throughout the year, there'll be state games until 2 years we go back to nationals. But we take some time off now. Many of us are just relaxing for a little bit and letting our bodies rest. Some of us are getting parts put back together, so we're ready to go in 2 years.
Well, I just love all of this. And I'm so grateful that you stopped by Darting, Connecticut, dropped off your information with our big morning guy, Brian, and our producer, Joey. And I'm just happy we were able to make this work, Jane. Thanks for listening and for thinking of us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.